Hello, everyone. It's Peter and Connie.
Hi, everybody.
How are you guys today? Happy Wednesday. So thanks for joining us. We are joining you for Wealth Wednesday.
Yay!
Thanks for tuning in. We are excited you're joining us today. So Connie and I are going to be talking about putting our vision. We are going to be focusing on the vision we have for our lives, how we line that up to our money, how we can be very purposeful with our budgets, and what we like to call zero-based budgeting. So we're going to start with vision first. So we all have a vision for our lives, whatever that is, and we get to create that now. We're in a time of need. We're in a time of uncertainty, but it's also a time of opportunity, meaning that we have an intention for what we want to create in the future. So it's setting that dollar aside to have an intention. So Connie, share with us a little bit about the zero-based budgeting aspect and how we can be very mindful with our dollars right now.
Yeah, so zero-based budgeting is essentially making your money work for you. So it's same thing as budgeting, but instead of thinking of a budget as something that, like, you know, is very restrictive and you can't do this, that, and the other thing, like you can't go out to eat anymore or, you know, like whatever it is, it's actually seeing where your money's going and making it work for you. So, you know, if you and your family or, you know, just yourself, if it's just yourself, really enjoy eating out at least like once a week or going on date nights or whatever it is, it's setting up your budget in a way where everything lines up perfectly. And it's, I say perfectly, but it's not perfectly because it does get very messy.
Look at, what do we want to create in the future? This is an opportunity for us to be innovative in our businesses. This is an opportunity for us to be givers. This is an opportunity for us to set up financial freedom. So we get to be masterful with that dollar. So the biggest example I give to people right now is we are probably not going to Starbucks on a daily basis because we're not in our cars. We're not commuting. We're working from home. What would happen if we set that trend though for the rest of our lives? Do we really need that Starbucks drink every single day? There's an intention behind that dollar. A cup of coffee is about $5-6, give or take. I'm actually not a coffee drinker, so someone else can fill me on that, but I do know my sister is. She loves going to Starbucks a little too much. She's in law school, so why I, as a teacher, don't drink coffee, I don't know. Figure that one out later. But anyway, so it's like $5-6 a day. And if she was spending that every single day, what's going to happen is that is going to add up. That's not purposeful spending, when in reality, she could buy something like a Keurig machine, buy little K-cups from Starbucks. And I actually did the math before we hopped on this call. And if you take it over a year spread, a Keurig machine is about $80. And then you have the K-cups. You'll come out about break even in 1 year, take that on to about another 5 years, you've actually saved close to $100-$200. That's a lot of money that you can put into your future and set aside. So that's all about zero-based budgeting that Connie, myself, and is how do can we save our money, be intentional, and really capitalize on those opportunities. I mean, think about even eating out right now. So some of us may be going out, but there's also saving opportunities there to be more mindful and really have an intention behind our dollars.
Connie and I are going to take a quick break. Stay tuned to Master Your Money Academy, and we'll be back soon. And we're back. You're listening to Master Your Money Academy. This is Peter Myers, and I'm joined with Connie Hoffman, Money Mindset Coach. Let's continue on the conversation.
I'd love to hear, I mean, what are the big tools that we can be doing right now, Connie? I know you're a mom, you have kids. How can you even engage kids into spending for their future?
Yeah, so I mean, my main vision right now is to lead by example for him. So to get intentional with my money, to have a great relationship with money, to teach him that it's important to have a great relationship with money. One of the things that he's still little, so obviously he doesn't really understand the concept, but one of the things that we get to start implementing with him is, you know, having like essentially like a little envelope system for him. So, you know, he gets an allowance for different chores that he does, and he gets a spend, a save, and a give one, where he gets to give to other people. So whether it's birthday presents that he wants to buy for somebody, or give to church, or, you know, whatever it may be. We get to start that this year because he's starting to kind of understand how things are working. But I mean, that's, you know, it's really one of those things that you get to lead by example for your children, because a lot of us have learned from our parents, our mindset on money. And that's, you know, that's where we get to shift it. And, you know, Shanda talks a lot about like legacy and like leaving a legacy for your kids. That may not mean that you're leaving them money, but it may mean that you're leaving them a legacy of learning how to shift their relationship with money. So that's my big thing with it.
Absolutely. I think that is fantastic. And honestly, I even now for young professionals, millennials, and even adults, really, really encourage the envelope concept. What I also encourage out of that, though, is not necessarily having the savings in an envelope. It's kind of the old money under the mattress. So you can also set it up into different funds. I know over on my Mastery Your Money Academy, I talked about rainy day funds and how you can set up CDs, which is a fantastic tip. So I know, but it's setting even that side apart of this is what I'm going to be using to save, and I'm not pulling out of it. I'm not touching it. It's as an intention for my future, which is great for like your 3-year-old. If you're talking to him about like even saving for college, it's going to be right there in the future. It's growing as well.
What we did with our son is anything that he got for like birthday, Christmas, anything like that, we've actually put that into a savings for him. Mm-hmm. And once we got enough, we have a credit union. I took it to the credit union. I said, you know, like, we want to put this in a CD for him, like Peter said. Sure. And what was nice was like, they are like, and having a personal relationship with the bank helps too. They actually told me to hold off for a week because they had a specialty savings going out where it was like a half a percentage or like a percentage more in the CD. So like, having somebody that you can trust, mm-hmm. you know, at the bank, or having like a neighborhood bank, can also be a really great thing because they do take interest in helping you with your money.
I mean, I don't have kids myself, but very thankful for mine parents who definitely mm-hmm. set me up. I mean, I have 2 CBA parents, so they really insisted on and pushed the savings. And I mean, even I want to say I had my first bank account like in the 4th grade. Which is awesome. So there's so many opportunities to involve kids as well. And those tips, like we were talking about the envelopes, they're still applicable today. So it's making every dollar really count and making money. So we hope that this was a really useful webinar for you guys. So would love to hear your comments and feedback as we continue to bring value to you. And I'm sure we'll have another Wealth Wednesday again soon. So thanks so much.